Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, Teresa.
Hello there.
How are you?
I'm fabulous, and yourself?
I bet. I'd like to say hello to everybody for joining us, and this is Teresa calling in from Michigan. She's going to wing it as the co-host tonight.
Well, I'm going to do my best to fill some big shoes.
There you go. But, I got a couple of more emails. Have you heard that rant that I played by this guy?
I didn't hear it, no.
Okay, you'll enjoy this. This guy's talking to Obama. And I've gone through five IP addresses to get to him. And he's bouncing around somewhere. But I'm trying to get him so I can get him on the show, because every couple of weeks I play this. Like, I played it last week, and then I ended up getting 20 more emails saying they wanted to hear it again, so we'll start this out, and then we'll go into the topics, okay?
Okay.
All right, check this out.
The government, the United States government, yo, $14.6 trillion, B. All my credit cards would have been cut off a long time before that. All I'm asking y'all to do is balance the fucking budget, B. That's all y'all got to do. Son, we voted for y'all because we were worried about gay rights, marijuana getting legalized, all of these other things that we were concerned about. How can we get roads, more money for schools? You bastards can't even balance a checkbook. A checkbook, B? This is something every American has to go through every week. We got to figure out what we're going to pay, what we got to put off a little bit. You bastards got the $14.6 trillion before you realize, oh, shit, we've reached the debt ceiling. Listen, you're the best and the brightest. Harvard, Yale, Brown, Cornell, this is what we put out. Should have went to Norfolk State. Bastards, you would have got the same education. You would have spent a whole lot less money. Simple fucks. All I'm saying to you is, and this isn't personal, this isn't Democratic or Republican, this is everybody. Stop being a dickhead and balance the fucking budget. My second question, though, my second issue is, how the fuck do you owe China, B? How do you owe China? How can I tell my daughter with a straight face that capitalism is a better system than communism if we're borrowing all of our fucking money from the biggest communist country on the fucking planet? You ass, get your... Ooh, stop your life, B. Get your whole shit together. Get all of your shit together. Don't do another press conference. Fuck CNN, MSNBC, Fox News. Don't do any more television appearances until you got my fucking budget balanced. And I'm going to tell you this. Everybody who has a loan to the federal government, fuck paying it. Don't pay your budget. Don't pay your bills, because they ain't paying this. The fuck I got to pay my bills for if you don't pay your bills? I'm not doing what you don't do. You're the leader. I'm following. You don't pay, I don't pay. How about that, simple motherfuckers? What is your credit score? What's the government's credit score right now? It's got to be a 350. But you motherfuckers going to tell me I can't buy a car if my credit score is at a certain number? Your whole life is a 350, B. Your FICO score, your Experian, fucking TransUnion, all your shit's low, B. Get your shit together. President Obama, personal to you, all the black people is proud. We got a black president. You acting like one right now, B. Pay your fucking bills on time. Stop. I ain't even, it's too fucking hot for me to talk. I'm sweating and shit. Shit got me sweating. You know why? Because y'all ain't paid a fucking light bill on Earth. That's why 37 fucking states right now going through a heat wave. Because not only did y'all not pay the fucking Chinese, y'all didn't pay the
think of that?
Well, yeah. he's venting a lot of frustration of a lot of people.
But he's right on the money.
Yeah. You've got these people who are making billions of dollars and corporations who are making hundreds of billions of dollars.
Hey, GE hasn't paid taxes in I don't know how many years.
Right. And, well, in Michigan, the oil corporations are subsidized $6,000 a minute, 24/7, 365. And that's where the problem is. You've got people who are barely scraping by who end up paying taxes, and the people they're the people who can least afford it. But yet they, you know, the people who can't afford it don't. They get special tax breaks. They get these wonderful, you know, tax attorneys and accountants to whittle away their taxes down. They talk about these big, you know, they pay thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars in taxes. But if you look at the percentage of their income, of what they actually pay, middle America is paying more of percentage of their income than the billionaires. And there's that video from Occupy Wall Street where you got the people marching and you got these jerks toasting them with champagne from their balconies of their offices.
Mm-hmm.
That's where the problem is. You get these CEOs and these money brokers who are sucking the life out of the country.
Yeah. You know, it's going to be hard because I'm getting close to going out the door myself, and I'm wondering where my money's going to be.
Well, the thing of it is, there is a movement away from the big banks. You go local and you go credit union. Credit union is the best because it's owned by the members.
All right, well, here. Check this out.
Okay.
I paid, didn't you? Social Security, here's the justice. The only thing wrong with this calculation is they forgot to figure in the people who died before they collected their Social Security. Where did that money go? Remember, not only did you contribute to Social Security, but your employer did too. It totaled 50% of your income before taxes. So if you averaged only $30,000 a year over your working life, that's close to $220,500. If you calculate the future value of $4,500 per year, yours and your employer's contribution, at a simple 5% less what the government pays on the money that it borrows, after 49 years of working, you would have $800,000, almost $900,000. So if you only took out only 3% of that a year, you'd receive $26,787.60 per year, and it would last better than 30 years until you're 95 if you retire at age 65. And that's with no interest paid on that final amount on your deposit. If you bought an annuity and it paid 4% per year, you'd have a lifetime income of $29,76.40 per month.
Well, yeah, yes, that's true. And the only reason that Social Security is in trouble is that politicians have been borrowing and siphoning off the money for other projects. If the money was there and stayed there for the purpose it was collected for.
Well, to me, in Washington, they've pulled off the biggest Ponzi scheme than what Bernie Madoff did.
Mm-hmm.
Because entitlement, my ass. I mean, if I paid cash for my Social Security insurance, just because they borrowed the money doesn't make my benefit some kind of charity or a handout.
Right. And you've already paid taxes on that money, so I don't understand why Social Security is taxed. because you've already paid tax on that money.
Exactly.
And no, it's the accountant shuffle, so to speak. They borrow money from one program to pay for programs that they couldn't get through, and now Social Security is in danger.
I mean, we all do that. Everybody pays a little on something every month.
Yeah. But Social Security should not be privatized, because that money would be going into Wall Street, and the same people the nation had to bail out would have access to that money.
Uh-huh.
And the only people who would benefit from that are the stockbrokers, the bankers, and the people who already have money in the system.
Yeah.
Because it would create a bigger demand for it, which would make all the stock prices go up. And it would put everything in danger. When Bush went into office and the stock market tanked, everybody's retirement would have gone downhill. There would have been no safety net.
There isn't a safety net now.
Well, people who pay into the system do get some money, not as much as they should, but they do get some money.
No.
And that would have been put at
Hold on, Teresa.
Danger.
We have Fran on the phone from San Diego. Hello, Fran.
Hey.
Hey, first of all, I'd like to say, Fran, my condolences and respect from both Bill and I. We're sorry about your loss. He's going to be sorely missed.
I know he's going to be sorely missed. There's fighters and there's fighters. Now, as far as Reagan and Bush, bend over and be kissed, because what they did when the things started going south and they needed money for the medical, what they did is one of them said, oh, by the way, you postal workers, you don't put money into the Medicare or Medi-Cal, whichever one it is for old people. Guess what? You're going to do that now, even though you can't collect on it when you retire. And then the other one, they're allowed to double dip, but we're not. John, as a postal worker, instead of getting, he had all his quarters in to Social Security. Oh, sure, honey.
Yeah.
Guess what? Bend over, be kissed. Because what he did, and this is senior, what he did was, oh, guess what? You're only going to get 40 cents on a dollar. And that, if we had to survive on that, oh, honey, it's a whole $241.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Reagan.
You're talking about government? Yeah, right.
Reagan, they called it the trickle-down theory.
Yeah.
I call it the pissed-on theory, because the upper 1% get everything that they need plus, 50,000 things of what they want. And piss on the rest of the country.
Well, basically, my feeling is when they say that we're entitled to medical care, John and I had medical care. 2 years ago, I still paid $10,000 to keep him alive. And I still have, he's dead, medical care. But I still paid out of pocket over $10,000 to keep him alive. So when there's people out there that say, well, those people aren't entitled, excuse me. I pay in every 2 months to have an HMO, which is not a fancy medical coverage, and still had to pay over $10,000.
Yeah.
Now, what my basic feeling is, these politicians should not be able to collect other than one pension, whether it's from the presidency or from a governor, but you should not be able to collect, just like we're not allowed to collect from the different agencies. And also, the medical care should be the same, should be the same as far as what we get.
Right.
They shouldn't get anything better than what we're getting. They shouldn't be able to have a better insurance, medical insurance, than what we've got. And that's only fair.
I agree. It's gotten to the point where everybody thinks that just because you have a title,
okay,
that you are somebody special, whether you're the president or the dog catcher and everybody in between, you're a public servant. Servant is someone who serves. They are not a master. It's we the people, not, you know, public servants rule. And that's where the problem is. So many people have become complacent that they, you know, they've delegated themselves to a second-class citizen and second-class everything else. And
I think at this point, I'd be happy to be upgraded to a second-class citizen. I don't think we're even that high anymore.
Yeah.
When you have third-world countries where their people have more than we have, and we are supposed to be the richest.
Well, I got news for both of you right now. In the last month, we've provided aid to Haiti, Chile, Turkey, and now Pakistan, which is also was the home of Bin Laden. Literally billions of dollars. Our retired seniors are living on a fixed income, receive no aid, nor do they get any breaks, while our government and religious organizations pour hundreds of billions of dollars and tons of food to foreign countries.
True.
I'm all right for helping somebody out, but let's help everybody here first. We got seniors, veterans, orphans, and the homeless.
Yeah.
Come on.
I love these religious organizations that they run these really expensive ads, feed the starving babies. Well, there are starving people in this country, including a lot of vets who are homeless, that don't have enough to eat. They don't have warm clothing. They do not have shelter. And it is, you know, women, children, and men in this country who are in need. And it is not right that, you know, yes, you know, when a disaster hits, everybody should pitch in. But when Katrina hit, we took care of our own.
No, we didn't.
Or at least
they died. What do you mean we took care of our own? They died, honey. Those
yes,
children
I know.
Were raped in the stadium. They had buses.
Yep.
School buses, and they left them there.
Yep.
So when they weren't saved. The trailers that were supposed to be used were actually condemned trailers.
Yep.
Yes, sir.
They were also full of formaldehyde and
correct.
Toxic.
That's correct.
And New Orleans is still not. The poorer sections have not been rebuilt. The wealthy ones have, but the poorer ones haven't. And that's the problem with this country. And, you know, other nations, you know, they have problems. Let's be part of the team and not the whole team.
No, there's no I in team, but there's three U's and shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
Oh, you're funny. I love you.
The truth.
Oh.
There's no, I say this to guys at work every fucking day. Hey, man, let's be part of the team. And then you never see them fucking guys. And I always tell them when they say that shit, hey, there's no I in team, but there's definitely three U's, and shut the fuck up.
Well, yeah. It's... A lot of people have a lot of ideas, but you know, there's not a lot of people who want to step up to the plate.
No, and I didn't mean to stump you on that one, but that's anybody that knows me at work will tell you it's exactly what I say. There's no I in team, but there's three U's and shut the fuck up, because I get tired of hearing the same bullshit. Let's all be a fucking team. Let's do this. Let's do that. And these are either the first ones to stab me in the back, you can't find them, or they decided to go on vacation.
Yeah.
Now, they went out
I
to
like
lunch. They went out to lunch, honey, and they forgot to invite you.
Well, yeah, you know why.
Yes, I do. I think I scared people this Sunday, too. I don't know why. Must be my brusque attitude.
How did you scare them?
Well, my mouth run amok, and my knee was hurting, and that's all that was needed to be said. And I think it scared a few. I don't know why, but I think it scared a few.
I find that people don't know how to take me because I've got more moxie. If I need something, I'm not afraid to ask for it.
They don't call that moxie. You know what I call it? It's called having a set of balls.
I don't need a set
yes.
of balls. I just need my fist, and I'm ready to go.
Well, the thing of it is, I'm female, and
oh,
I don't actually...
Oh, my.
That's okay. If you'd like, I'll send you a pair. Ask Betsy Lester in Boston. She was crying about all this and that, and I sent her a set of balls. She's like a new woman now.
Well, I do have a set. They're musical and a small box on my desk.
Oh, these are brass. These are brass, sweetheart.
Oh. I think if I had any more brass, I'd be really scary.
What bothers me is, this goes back about 10 years ago in the motorcycle community, and I still haven't quite figured out what the difference is. I'm seeing more and more bold and stronger women than 10 years ago. But what I'm seeing is, or I should say, what I don't
what you're not seeing
is women saying, oh, I can't get anybody to help me. And my thought is, I've never had any problem with that. But I've never had to ask a guy or a woman to essentially help me. They have always been eager to step up to the plate to give me a helping hand. But then, of course, it freaks them out if they're broke down and I say, hop on the back. I'll tell you what, there's a lot of men that I have had hop on the back. And, you know, as I say, you know, if you can read this shirt, the bitch fell off. They didn't seem to mind the fact that they were getting a ride somewhere. But it's all attitude.
Right. I believe whoever, you know, like with me, whoever reaches the door first, it's polite to open it. But I, you know, I've done, I have opened doors for men, and they will give me a dirty look and go to another door and open it themselves.
I've never had that happen. I've never had that happen.
Yeah.
Well, maybe you do have a set of balls and you're intimidated.
I rarely have a problem asking for what I want. I also don't have a problem with stepping up and helping other people. And that's the way, you know, that's the way things get done. We work together and help each other. And I think a lot of people are afraid to do that. They're afraid to help a stranger because that person might be different, or, you know, a rare occasion when, you know, things, you know, they do, you know, the person is not a nice person and they, you know, they do damage. It's the exception and not the rule.
I
agree with you a little bit there.
To a degree, I think some of that actually comes down to where a person's persona. There are times, I will admit, I'm a little rough.
Mm-hmm.
But that doesn't necessarily mean that that I'm not feminine.
Right.
It doesn't mean that I don't like having a door opened for me. Mm-hmm. I actually enjoy when someone opens a door for me.
It's called respect.
Unusual, but I like that.
Yeah.
I think the hardest thing that I ever had to do was my knee is a little bit of a problem at the moment. But the hardest thing was when it was really bad, having someone, and I'm going to use the word cater to me to get something on the very top shelf. And it was a humbling feeling. I respected the person that did it for me in the store because of the situation.
Mm-hmm.
But it was it's something that I've never had or allowed anybody to do for me, because I've always had to take care of everybody else.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Sometimes
I'm 5 foot, so that top shelf, I always have to ask either that or climb the shelves.
I've done both. I'm not exactly the tallest, but this is when I was in a scooter, because the knee was a little more than it should have been.
Which knee, right or left?
Left.
What woman are you mad at? Right is for masculine, left is for feminine. The knees are the areas of forgiveness. What woman are you having problems with that you can't forgive?
I'm not having problems with anybody.
Well, I don't know. If I had a woman on her knees in front of me, I'd be very forgiving.
That reminds me, darling.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
How's the progress of your motorcycle?
Almost waiting for the powder coat to come back. Should be up and running by the end of next week, I hope.
Okay, that's not bad.
Yeah.
Bad. Okay. By the way, our young man, that the picture that you brought up to wherever.
Yeah.
When I went to the military dance.
Yeah.
He hadn't received it yet.
Oh, really?
Correct.
I have to check on that.
All right, if you don't mind.
Yeah.
Because I saw him. Obviously, I saw him there. I've got a new son, by the way. Ray.
Whoa.
Is the court. Ray, he was at Biggs. My new young son that I was teaching how to do photography.
Oh, nice!
I collect sons. Yeah, so I have a new son, and he.
Congratulations!
Thank you.
Hey, it sounds like he came without stretch marks, and he's already.
He's already housebroken.
Yes, that's what
diapers.
I was looking for.
Yes, he doesn't need diapers. He's already past that, yes. But, yes. And so I got to spend 2 hours with him at the dance. And
uh-huh.
We did photography. We're going to get together when we can find some time. Of course, right now, with what, you know, John and everything, this just kind of threw a little monkey wrench in some of this. But,
uh-huh.
You know what? Life moves on, and I will have good moments, bad moments, just like everybody else.
Well, you know, I had a thought about that the other day. And Teresa, what Fran's talking about is her husband John passed away last week. And
you have my sympathies.
Well, thank you, darling.
He was a very good guy, but I have this picture in my head, Fran, that he's up there with Quig and everybody else, and they're having a big kibitz right now, and they're probably going to start kicking people in the head, telling them, this is what they should do.
Well, it's funny because someone at the San Diego Toy Run had said
mm-hmm.
the same thing, except for he had used the word grump, and it was like, oh, wait, no. You don't want Grump and John at that point discussing anything, because then at that point there's going to be blows.
Right.
So, there are certain combinations right now that would not be a good thing.
No, I don't think so.
Yeah, that's not a good combination at the moment. But I am concerned for the biker community in the respect that the younger bikers that are out there, they have to step up to the plate. They have to get involved. This is no longer, oh, well, somebody else will do it. We are in some real serious times, and I don't know how it's going to turn out.
Yeah.
I'm hoping to make the meeting in January. Are you going to go to that?
I'm scheduled to go a whole bunch of places, and Bill's scheduled to go a bunch of places. We're trying to figure out who's going to go north and who's going to go south.
This is the 6th, 7th, and 8th.
In Vegas?
Yes.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that's them.
Coming right to this picture? What's going on?
Oh, I'm sorry. We're talking about Bikers of Lesser Tolerance. We're going to have a summit meeting in Las Vegas in January.
Okay,
and I belong to that group, and
I have a question.
Sure.
I was thinking of taking my motor scooter.
Uh-huh.
And I don't have a problem of taking my motor scooter. I mean,
okay.
You know that.
Right.
The difficulty that I may encounter is the fact that 3 days before Christmas I will have knee surgery.
Oh, okay.
And I may not be able to...
No, I don't think so.
Why? That should be 2 weeks. That should be good enough.
Yeah.
Actually, you can laugh all you want. I drove my motorcycle with a cast on it. And I had a run the next day. And all I needed was to find out if I could shift with a cast on. And I still was last bike and made sure that everybody got to their destination safely. So, yeah.
She's not kidding. She's not kidding, Teresa. I heard about that. She's not kidding.
Like I said, it's attitude, honey.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's attitude, and it. Now that you've done it, do you really have to prove anything again?
It's not proving anything to anybody.
But yourself.
What it is that I have been taught, and I grew up taking care of business.
Yeah.
And I have been taught when I was a very young child that you do not depend on anybody to get something done that's important.
Right.
No.
Well, they'll let you down every time.
Well, the thing of it is, that's yes and no. Because I also grew up being... taught the same thing, but not in a good way. I was taught that by people who did let me down.
Honey, I was raised in a deaf family. From the time I could answer and work on a telephone, I was doing that. When I was 6 years old, I was already fighting the insurance companies because they were saying that deaf people shouldn't drive because they couldn't hear, when in fact that their accident rate was better than the accident rate of hearing people. So I've been on the firing line all my life.
Right.
Okay, so, I mean, when you get to a point where you're in your 40s and your father is bashing women, and I actually grabbed my breast and I looked at him, and my father actually turned around and said to me, he says, well, you don't count. And I'm trying to figure out, okay, why?
Yeah.
Okay, because I was a person in the household that was a non-person.
Yes.
Okay, so that's kind of like, you know what? It doesn't matter because I can take care of myself and others around me, and I will do so.
I grew up in an alcoholic household where, you know, basically I was the worst, you know, I was the girl, and so therefore, you know, I really didn't have, I was supposed to look pretty and be a little proper little lady and do what I was told. And I was never that.
I never had to worry about that.
So, no, I learned how to depend on myself, and I'm a little older than you are. I'm in my 50s. And
okay.
Yeah, okay. Well, I'm not going to go there. I'll let you two figure that out. But
honey, I'm already 60. I'm going to be 61 in a couple months.
Oh, okay. Well, you said that you were in your 40s, so I took you at your word.
No. I said in my 40s.
Oh, okay.
My boss had said.
Yeah.
There's a difference. Yeah.
Yeah.
So,
no.
Okay.
Well, then you know the generation which I speak, where you know girls were expected, you know, if you graduated from high school, that was great, but you don't need it because you're going to be raising babies and your husband will be taking care of you.
See, I was never raised that way.
Oh.
I was never raised that way. All I was a working machine.
Yeah.
That's all I was. I was involved in a court case years ago when they were interviewing me from the New York Times. They asked me, how do I want to be addressed? And I said, Ms.
Mm-hmm.
And to give you an idea, they said, well, we'll have to leave it off because you have to be either a Miss or a Mrs. But we can't use Ms. because that's not a recognized title.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so when going back and doing the fighting, it's a constant battle no matter what it is.
Right. Now with me, I'm an intellectual. I'm creative, I'm a writer, I'm outspoken, and I did not fit in my family. And because of that, I was somewhat of an outcast.
Mm-hmm.
And as I've gotten older, I became more independent and more self-reliant. It's only been in the last couple of 2-3 years that I've had to depend on other people. And that at the time, you know, it was not an option. And I'm finding a balance of standing up for me and letting others help me, which is I'm finding I'm liking a lot more.
Well, that goes back to, you know, the old saying, pick your battles, as well as keep your friends close, but your enemies closer.
Right.
Well, of course, you always do that. You always have to keep your enemies closer, because then how can you do anything strategically to foil something if you don't already know what their plan is?
Right. But, I don't know, I just... For all, you know, the misery and the crap that I see around, I still see some really good positive changes. And it's because people are coming together and working towards common goals.
I don't think they're there yet.
They're not there yet, but you know, that's where the movement is going.
With the movement and the strikes on trying to shut down Wall Street and trying to let the government know that they're tired of being pushed around.
Right.
And that's already starting to spread worldwide.
Right.
It hasn't hit to a degree that it has made its true punch yet.
But it's building towards it. And modern technology is making it happen. We're not getting, we're not limited to the network news. The internet has brought people together from around the world.
China had shut down. Yes, that's correct. Because China, and there was also another country where...
We had one guy listening in China, but he disappeared 2 or 3 months ago. I think he got caught listening to us.
Oh, no. Well.
Because, like, right now we've got people in the Ukraine, the Philippines, New Zealand, Moldova, Thailand, Australia, Russia, Germany, Canada.
When
we got, in fact, right now we have 17 people listening in China.
That's so cool. Hello.
There, Switzerland, Denmark, Brazil, France,
hopefully,
Spain.
Hopefully they'll be able to continue.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, they let them ride their motorcycle. You know, that's how Bill and I got popped off the radio the first time. Was because Bill started talking about communist China, and that was a couple weeks after he told the South Koreans to meet him at the border of North Korea, and they'd go town by town, street by street, person by person, until they got to Kim Jong Un and threw him out of office because he told people that they could only have an inch and a half of hair on top of their head. If they were bald headed, they could only have an inch and three quarters for a comb over. So the FCC stepped in and said, well, Mr. Kennedy, we can't have you on the radio talking about overthrowing another country.
and we are supposedly a free country?
Of course. For those in China, I need a $10 million loan for my film. Thank you. I'll get you. Contact Bill. He'll contact me. But the thing of it is, like YouTube, with the cameras in our phones, and you know, so many people having digital cameras, people are catching stuff on tape and posting it. When those idiots fired that canister in, I think it was Occupy San Diego, and they hit the vet in the head deliberately, it was no rumor. People watched it.
Well, you know, one of the topics, not to interrupt you, Teresa, but one of the topics we were going to talk tonight, like you just said, record everything, was what to do when the cops are involved.
Mm-hmm.
And number one is to, you know, I would have told you years ago, the first rule in dealing with the cops is to remain calm, keep your cool, and don't lose your temper. But to me,
right.
Now that's rule number two, because with the ubiquity of recording devices that we all carry around in our pockets, cell phones, the first rule in dealing to police is to record everything. Even if you're in a public place, the police have no expectation of privacy, so you can record them, except in Illinois now. Check your state
right.
and local laws, but in general, you're allowed to record as long as you tell them you're turning it on. The police will tell
right.
you can't record them, but we all know the police, they lie to you. They're paid to
right.
lie to you. If you can or you have your recording streamed to one of the several online services available, that's even better. And an obvious
right.
video and audio are better than just audio. But take what you can get. That's my opinion.
Right. There was a guy, I think he, I forget which state it was, he was being harassed by the cops. So he bugged his own car. Audio and video. Every time he was stopped, he started recording, and I can't remember if at the time he had the technology to stream it up, but he bugged himself, and it was not concealed. It was right out in the open, and that's how he got the cops to leave him alone, because he recorded everything. And from what I understand, the cops have started taking out the cameras out of the cars because they have their own video have been used against them.
Of course.
The only thing is they're not necessarily going to be able to do that, and the reason is a lot of those videos that are in those police cars were purchased by insurance companies.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
And that's like the flashlight and the clipboard. They have a breathalyzer in them. That, too, is purchased. And
so is
the police force.
So is the flashlight.
The flashlight has a sniffer in it.
Yes, exactly.
They cannot prosecute you on the flashlight, but it gives them probable cause to now have you get out of the car and test you.
Right. We got a caller from Northern California. Are you there?
The flashlight has a
different. That's him.
Hello.
Hey, do me a favor. Turn the sound down in the background.
Hello.
Yeah.
Hi.
You're live. You have Teresa and Fran and me.
Hi,
whoa.
Teresa. Hi, Fran.
What? Three women against one poor guy sitting there in the middle. Woo!
Oh, he loves you.
I bet he's got a big smile on his face, too.
Well, as Bill says, I'm sitting here naked, but that's another story.
How's everybody doing tonight?
I'm doing well. How about you?
I'm okay. Hanging in there best as possible.
Life is good. We're above ground.
That's right, exactly. What's the topic tonight, ladies?
Well, we're still figuring that one out.
Oh, okay.
What's your name?
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry,
I'm
that's
Fran.
Kimmy.
Fran.
Well, I know Fran's
I'm Fran.
Here, and who's a new person on the line?
Kim.
Hi, Kim.
Hey, Kimmy.
I was waiting for Philip to chime in. I guess not.
Nah.
Being a typical guy, keeping quiet.
Nah. No, I'm just trying to figure out how I'm going to come at you three.
You know that's
just,
not
just
so far
the brass
though.
Ones, I hope.
Yeah, they'll clank here in a minute.
Okay.
Yeah, that would not necessarily be a smart move.
No.
No.
I know where you ride.
Yeah, I know you do. Hey, we have somebody that touched base with me earlier that he had problems getting in earlier. But you guys need to hear this. This is going to be, well, let me see. Hello, you're on.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
How are you?
Hi.
I'm real good. How are you today?
Not bad. Right now we have Fran from San Diego, Kimmy from Northern California, and Teresa from Michigan. But I'd like you three ladies to just listen to what this gentleman's going to say. I told him he could have all the time he needed, and what he wanted to talk about is going to piss the three of you off when you hear it. Go ahead.
Oh, no.
Well, good evening. It was interesting, your conversation so far. These ladies are talking about ID. We got to get back to reality of what's going on out here. I'd like to talk about a foundation out here in Southern California known as Warrior Foundation. And they recently purchased in June of this year from a prominent Southern California motorcycle manufacturer, a motorcycle kit for wounded warriors for them to build as part of their rehabilitation.
Which ladies they're doing
cool.
down at MCP in San Diego at the hobby shop.
So,
that's very cool.
Yeah, and you know, this is really exciting. However, during the course of purchasing this motorcycle from this prominent chopper manufacturer in the mountains, this company took $15,000 of their money, of this foundation's money, here in San Diego, and did not produce the complete kit for them. In the interim, they took money from our government on their bailout of a luxury motorcycles. Now, we're not talking a car to get someone to work and back. This is a luxury motorcycle that the government helped bail out at the beginning of this year when they knew, this company knew that they were going under. This bailout took place in April of 2011. They were having difficulties at the beginning of the year and actually in 2010. What the hell was our government thinking about taking our money and doing that? Number one. Number two, in the interim, they are still taking orders from people, not filling the orders. I have information it's over 100 orders that have not been completed. And
what's the name of the company?
Hold on, let me finish. And so, but let's get back to the foundation. that we're talking about. This foundation is known as Warrior Foundation. It can be found at www.warriorfoundation.com. We need help from every listener out there. We know it's hard times right now and financially difficult throughout the world. If people can afford to send a dollar, this would be great. We need to finish this kit so we can get these guys rehabilitated and back turning wrenches. This is what these guys want. They're excited to do that. We took, half the kit down there, and, obviously people are disappointed and sad about it, but, I see the bright light here. There's a lot of people out here that are bikers that'll come together and help. And, I look at it that way, but, the reality is it's just really sad. And,
do you represent the Warrior Foundation?
Yes, I do.
Would you like to be on my show Thursday afternoon?
I'm sorry,
talk
again?
Would you like to be on my show on Thursday?
What is your show?
It's called Until You Walk the Path, You Don't Know Where It Goes, and it's on whatever topic that I want it. We could talk about your organization and what they're doing and what you need from people.
Sure. Yeah, absolutely.
Sounds wonderful.
I'll send you the links.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'll send you the link.
If I can jump in.
League,
sure.
Warrior Foundation, and if your listeners out there right now, if they're so willing to help out, they can send this directly to the Navy League / Warrior Foundation, Chopper Build, and the address is 2115 Park Boulevard in San Diego, California, 92101. And please note on there, in a memo, it's for the Warrior Foundation Chopper Build. You put $2 in, whatever it is, it's going to go directly to the build. We're going to put up on his website pictures of the build as it's going along. Obviously, I can't do it of the injured warriors that are down there.
Well, you could do it with their permission.
Yeah, we can do it with their permission, of course, but until we get their permission. So we're going to show pictures as this bike is being, they'll go up the pictures of it being delivered this week, and then also as the bike build starts, it'll start, part of it'll start, from my understanding, in a week. I personally will be helping them do that. I know your host here will also be down there visiting it and helping and taking pictures. So there's a lot of people involved. We have a Harley also is stepping up and looking at it as well. So there's a lot of stuff going on. I know my
wife. Have you talked to Jesse at Biggs?
What's that, buddy?
Have you talked to Jesse at Biggs?
Not yet. We're in the process of talking to a couple Harley dealerships down there in San Diego. So until those are confirmed and solidified, I don't want to mention any names. But, yeah, and as in all Harley dealerships and these people, they're all going to step up.
I mentioned that to Bill, and he's ready to get on board, too.
Who is that?
Also, Fran is an avid photographer, so if we want somebody to take some good shots, we got to get Fran involved in this, too.
Great. The more people involved in this and the more the word gets out of what happened and what's going on out here, it warms my heart. For the last 5 days, I've just been sick to my stomach about what happened to these guys. But I see a light, for people like you that are willing to step up and put the word out there and help out. I just really appreciate that. It's just so important that this is done and done for our guys. I mean, there's other organizations out there that we support as well that are helping. Anyways, my wife would like to say a little bit about those foundations that are actually, they're sitting here with us right now listening to this, so we're excited.
I'd like to step in, please.
Yeah, sure.
When you're saying
Fran is This is one of my friends, but this is Fran from San Diego.
When you're talking about building kits, are you talking about building motorcycles for the disabled, or are you talking about a kit for what? That's my first question.
A kit was purchased from
What is
prominent...
the kit for? Is it for retrofitting a motorcycle for someone who can't?
No, it is an actual motorcycle kit, like a model that is purchased. It's complete.
Fran, this is going along the lines of therapy, camaraderie, and making these guys who come back who are injured, missing limbs, in a wheelchair, getting pissed on by everybody in the fucking world because nobody wants to help. It's supposed to draw camaraderie, brotherhood.
Right. Yeah, this is a vocation. Hi, this is Diane. This is a vocational rehabilitation project that the injured warriors down in San Diego are going. It's actually a group of Marines that have been injured. They're at the hospital in rehab. This is going to be part of their rehab program to start turning some wrenches and getting back into reality to help them have a purpose and a path that they can go on. And this kit was purchased by the Warrior Foundation for these guys to build from the ground up. And it was supposed to be a complete kit. It's not. So we're moving forward with that. We just need help now finishing getting parts and having people support the project so that these guys have a thing that they can be proud of and work for.
Hopefully, what was the name of the company that didn't do the package?
Well, you know, that's easy enough to figure out right now. We're not going to mention any names because we just want to focus on the part where we can help these guys move forward right now. If you can appreciate that. It's all still kind of new and fresh, so this company is going out of business and
is out of business.
Closed their doors as of last week. So, you know, it's going to be...
Yeah, because my friends have been getting calls at their shops going, hey, have you heard anything? Well, the word's getting out now.
Yeah, you know, and like she just said, my wife, it's easy to figure out who it is, and I think we need to concentrate on the people that are willing to help and move forward with the project to help these guys and women. It's not just guys in the military, it's also women. And we need to move forward. And, you know, Phil and Bill, they were down there. We had the opportunity to have lunch with them. We fed 200 of these injured warriors with a bunch, not me and Diane, but a bunch of people got together and we fed these warriors down there. And, I mean, it's incredible. And it's so good to see them be able to get out of the hospital and go do something and have something to look forward to tomorrow. I mean, that's what they talked about the whole time to me was, oh, man, I can't wait to get that bike kit and can't wait to get going on that and see it out on the road and what we're going to be able to do and what theme they're going to do. So that's where our focus is. Yeah, you know, screw these people that did this to them, and it pisses me off by all means, but I have to keep calm about it and keep focused on helping them.
We got to look at the big picture here, because right now we could name that guy, we can name his company, we can name everything, but that wouldn't solve the problem. That would just create a problem. So what we're going to do right now is we're going to concentrate on the guys, because being a vet myself, we're going to concentrate on the guys.
Has anybody contacted Harley
Davidson a little bit? Hopefully, you will do what Harley did when Harley bought back the Harley Davidson from Japan, and that is put pride back into the machinery. And the way that they had done that was the people who actually built that bike actually signed that bike when it went out the door. So hopefully the wounded warriors...
Are you rubbing your crystal ball, Fran? Because you're reading my mind.
Well, I'm a little vintaged, okay? the reason I had asked about if the bikes were being made for handicap, and the reason is I'd have to go back into my photo history, but when we first did Ride, Stride, and Roll, our very first ride at that, I believe his name was Mark. In fact, Bill will know him because Bill made him a hydraulic motorcycle.
Yeah, I remember that.
Okay, I have the picture of his sport bike with the hydraulic legs, or
that's
whatever
correct.
You want to call them.
More like hydraulic training wheels, but everybody gets the picture.
No, I like hydraulic legs better. Thank you.
I'm sorry.
No, I mean, it wasn't.
It sounds more macho.
John had training wheels on his motorcycle, and that's because of diabetes. He couldn't feel the takeoff and landing. Okay? It's kind of important on a bike to know where your feet are.
Yeah.
That was training wheels. These are legs. There's a difference. But,
has anybody contacted?
If I can do photos, I would be more than honored to do so. And I'll grab my new son to join me.
Awesome. Well, we really appreciate everybody's consideration and support for this project. And before we discontinue, too, we have a couple. We'll probably get.
You know, you guys didn't even notice, but we got knocked off the air and we're back on now.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Hey, it's okay. I like when they fuck with us.
Okay.
who was knocking us off?
Think about it, brother.
Brother.
Big Daddy in the sky. Well, you know what?
Like
if they want to mess with the wounded warriors that stick up for us and sacrifice their lives, limbs and arms and their bodies.
You know the thing that frosts my ass is half them assholes are vets themselves.
Yeah. Well, as this project progresses, Phil and Bill will be able to get photos and we'll post them up there. And we really appreciate you allowing us to come on the air and share what's going on here. And, you know, you're talking about what the government's doing and that, and we just need to get that squared away. And that's a whole different subject, but we really, truly appreciate everybody's help if they can do that. Hopefully here, the lady from the foundation, is my understanding, will be calling you tonight as well, Phil.
Hey, I think that's her right now. Let me see.
Sandy.
Sandy's her name.
Sandy, is that you, Sandy?
Yes, it is. Can you hear me?
Hey,
yes,
Sandy.
Hi, Sandy. How are you?
Hi, Sandy.
Hi, Sandy. Hi, you guys.
Hi,
Thank
Sandy.
You. I've been listening, and I have to tell you, Warrior Foundation is very unique in that we work directly up at the hospital with our injured guys. And we currently have, just at Balboa, now San Diego, you have to understand, is totally a military bubble. And I've been listening to your show, and I can't tell you how refreshing it is to hear people who understand our military a little bit. We currently have about 213 injured Marines, and about 80 of them are double amputees. We have 98 Navy, 6 of them are double amputees. Those are our corpsmen. And then we've got about 24 soldiers, and most of them are amputees. A little bit older are soldiers with families. And the Marines came to me about a half a year ago, and they started this, "Ma'am, we want to build a chopper. We're wrench turners, we're trigger pullers, and ma'am, we're tired of sitting here." Not that they don't have lots of events to do, because that's what Warrior Foundation does. We work with the series.
Not to interrupt you, but I'd like to interrupt you real quick. I would like to know where they are. I would like to let you know that I will schedule some girls. They will be appropriately dressed, and you just let me know what day you'd like me to bring them.
Wow. Yeah, we'll talk about that maybe another time. Right now, these guys, we're focusing them on the battle, which is to learn to use their new arms and legs. And trust me when I tell you, I understand the Charger girls are always a big hit up there. But at this point,
Charger girls
they really want to
to work on this chopper. And we work with the seriously injured, we work with the guys that have PTSD, and the third group we work with, these are the guys that are up there sometimes as long as 4 years learning to use new arms and legs and going through therapy. And these are the guys that came to me and said, ma'am, we love hunting, we love fishing, but we want a project. We want something we can do on the weekends, during the week, and we want to build a chopper. Well, if you knew what I looked like, you would totally understand I know nothing about choppers. So I met these wonderful people from Search Angels, Diane and Shadow, and bless their hearts, you know, God puts people in the right place at the right time. They went up the mountain. They went up there about 4 or 5 times, and they truly did everything they could do to get our warriors this chopper that they had ordered. And we worked hard to fundraise to get that money for that chopper. And they're very excited to have seen the pieces. We took pictures with cell phones, and we showed the lieutenant colonel up there, and we showed the deputy, and we showed first sergeant, and we showed the boys. And they're really excited to be able to get their hands. I mean, they walk into this hobby shop, they smell the grease, and their noses start twitching. So this is going to be a wonderful project for them, and I'm very disappointed in that. You know, we've spent the $15,000, and the guys are so excited. They have new tools. They're ready to go. And if it wouldn't have been for Diane and Shadow getting everything organized and, you know, taking an inventory, I mean, they could have handed me anything. Taking an inventory and letting me know what we're going to need to do, and then stepping up and saying, we're going to make this happen for you. The guys are very excited, and I can't tell you, we're sending most of them home right now. We raised enough money. Most of them, we're going to give them a ticket. We're going to say you're going to wake up in your own bed, in your own state, with your own family Christmas morning. And when they come back, we want to have this chopper ready to roll for them, and they can start assembling it and putting it together, and Shadow is going to be there to help them, along with a lot of Shadow's friends that are very knowledgeable and have put a lot of bikes together themselves. But San Diego's unique.
I can tell you right now, you're going to have Kennedy's Custom Cycles on board with you.
That's extremely exciting to hear that.
To
me, that's just top of the list, and I really appreciate Kennedy saying that.
Yeah, we Shadow was explaining to me that we got some used parts, and I don't want our guys to have used parts. I know they work. I know this is probably, you know, a woman's point of view that is not educated in this field, but our guys deserve the best. And
okay, ma'am. By the time we get done with you, you're going to be very educated. And I'm also going to tell you, you're going to be in there turning a wrench yourself.
You know I will be. And I've already told them, you know, they're designing the paint job, and they want to sign the bike. And we're hoping that somehow, maybe if they get this one built and the enthusiasm is still there, that we'll have enough to be able at that time to maybe buy another kit, which I'll take everybody.
Well, Sandy, I'm here
to
tell you
that.
Sandy, I'm here to tell you that I don't know if you've heard of the Ride, Stride, and Roll.
I have not.
Okay. Well, that what had happened is the VA in La Jolla had problems with a bus picking guys up, and Fran, let me finish, and then Fran can tell you more about it. I don't mean to take away, but from the luster of anything that what we're talking about, but this is what we did. This is just to let you know that the group of people that you've reached out to, I think I can get them all to step up to the plate. But what we did was they called up and asked if they could put a fundraiser on, because they needed to fix the bus. Well, we raised enough money to buy them a new bus, and then every year since then we have another fundraiser to keep the bus running.
Oh my!
Am I right on
that
friend?
Awesome.
Well, I'm going to give you a little history walk on that. And the history walk starts like this. The Booze Fighters, every Christmas, goes to the VA hospital, and we hit every person that's there in the hospital. We bring socks and all that kind of good stuff. Like I say, I believe the guy's name is Mark. It's been so many years. And his dream was essentially to get back on a bike, and this was his wish from the hospital bed. And that's where the seed started from the ride, stride, and roll. There was a young lady that worked in the office there, and between her and then it was Bill, and there were, oh, God, so many of us motorcycle groups that actually put that thing on. I believe they reduced it to ride. They don't do it as ride, stride, and roll. And the reason it was ride, stride, and roll is we were trying to make it a triple event. Runners, the rollers were those in wheelchair, and then us. That's where it came from, ride, stride, and roll. And, yes, we did do the bus, and it was a brand-new bus, and then they needed seed money. The seed money was the following year because they had to pay for someone to drive the bus. What kind of spurred us on to do this was the fact that this bus was being used for our military that had no way to get to the hospital. Our military should never have to worry about that, and yet they did. But every year we do go to the hospital, and we do bring things, and there's about, oh, God, at least 50 to 100 bikers, and we hit every single floor.
And these are the retirees, correct? These are retired warriors?
No.
It's everybody, ma'am. It's everybody.
Everybody. Okay.
Biker.
Which military hospital is it that you go to?
The one off of 5.
La Jolla.
Balboa. Mm-hmm.
No.
La Jolla.
Not Balboa. La Jolla.
Oh, the VA hospital. Okay. Well, the guys that will be working on this motorcycle are still on the chopper, are still active duty. So these guys are still on active duty.
So is that hospital up in La Jolla. They're active duty,
some of them
too.
Are?
Oh, yes, ma'am.
Okay.
The thing that's sad, and I think that hurts me the most, is because I've been doing this for a few years, okay? For the first time, and it started about 3 years ago, about 3 years ago, it was the first time that I actually felt hostility and anger, and I can sympathize because where our young men were coming from is they were trying to figure out within themselves what they had given up, which is a limb or two or more, and they were trying to figure out and make peace with themselves as to what was this all about? What did we achieve? And nobody's giving them answers. And that is wrong. Our military young men, like I say, I've never felt the sting as I did just this past... I would say 4 years.
And that's interesting because down at Balboa Hospital, it's a very nurturing, positive, incredible staff, and we keep our boys, our warriors, our female Marines, our female Navy. Like I said, we do all kinds of different events. We take care of them. There's enough
staff up
there.
That's not the point, honey.
It's very...
That's
well,
not
it's
where,
very
that's
positive is what I'm... You're feeling
you
the sting, and I'm saying
positive,
that it is positive.
It may be positive, but the bite is there. The anger is under that surface. And they would like to have answers. And there's no answers to give them, unfortunately. Because you can't say, oh, well, look at all these people you freed. Oh, wait a minute. Didn't we do that same thing in Vietnam? We must have.
And
we don't have that experience down here. We really don't. We do have transitional housing that we just opened in May, and it's called freedomstation.org. And I think it is kind of creating the link that has been missing because we moved the Warriors out of the barracks and into this military housing. It's not military housing. It's privately run housing. It's cottages while they're still on active duty. And we work with them, very uniquely qualified staff as well as volunteers, work with these warriors. They get up, they get their uniform on, they go back up to the hospital. We help them find jobs. Tomorrow we're taking a bunch of them to Jose Banks to get suits. I think there's a very different feel down here, and I can certainly understand what you're experiencing and what you're feeling and seeing, too. I have not, however, experienced that down here.
Also, you're also talking about people that 2, 3, and 4 years already passed.
Yes.
Talking to people that within 6 months.
Wait, friend.
Yes.
I understand. And what I want to do, though, is concentrate on the moment we're in right now. I don't mean to take anything away from you. But
you're
the
right.
Thing is,
right now,
like,
we have,
it's like what I want to do is we need to get the word out. Sandy, if you talk to Shadow and Diane, they'll give you my email address, and you send me any flyers or anything you've got. It'll go on a blog that gets 40,000 hits a day. If you have PayPal accounts or accounts set up, give me those links also. This is going to go worldwide. We're in 38 countries right now, as well as the United States.
Oh, my gosh, how wonderful. I can't tell you how much this is going to impact the guys when I kind of explain to them what you all are working to achieve for them. And I just want you to know how much I appreciate all that you guys
and just
doing
to brighten their day, if they want to look at motorcycles or anything about motorcycles, when you send me that, I'll send you my show page that has something on it they'll enjoy. And then you can also send them to my website, which gets 40,000 hits a day, and they can check out the Babe of the Week.
And I'm actually on Blog Talk Radio right now looking at the website. So I just want you to know, again, how much I appreciate all your help, and God bless America.
Sandy?
If I can throw something in there, when you were saying about used parts,
There were some used parts that were pointed out to me.
Let me, if a person who is building a piece of machinery, to be perfectly honest with you, they don't care if it's used parts, because all they want to do is put it together and hear it run.
Okay, listen, you know what? I'm going to step in here for a minute. This has nothing to do with new or used parts or anything like that. We have a bike that was picked up. I personally picked up this bike. The parts, whether they were used or not, that's not the point that we're trying to bring across here for the Warrior Foundation and for these guys. We have a bike out there that's incomplete. I want all these listeners to understand. It has nothing to do. We'll utilize these parts that are used or whatever. Well, as soon as we evaluate if they work or what have you with the bike, we will use them. We're looking for not only that, but we're looking for parts. We have to go back out and purchase parts and nuts and bolts. We got no nuts and bolts with this bike. No washers, no spacers, no seat, no springs for the seat. I mean, I can go on and on. In my mind, I see all these parts. I have no oil lines. I have no oil. I have no charging system for the bike. It's incredible what's missing. And this stuff adds up to a lot of freaking money that we don't have right at the moment, because the Warrior Foundation is housing these guys. They're buying their suits so they can go out and find jobs to supplement their income from the military, because they don't get paid freaking enough money. So it's nothing to do with used parts and trying to evaluate that. What it is about we need to get this thing back together, so when they come back from vacation, I have all this stuff together. And, you know,
so between now and then, Shadow, what we need to do is, like I said, you're going to make some calls. I'm going to make some calls.
And you know.
Can I ask a favor then?
Absolutely.
Sure,
what's that?
and you make a list of what you need.
Absolutely.
Okay.
I have the list right now.
I'd like a copy of that list,
and
when you come on my show.
Our bikers will step up to the plate and make sure that you have those parts.
Cool, and God bless every one of them. And you know, that's why I love this biker community. That's why, since I was 7 years old, I've been in this community. And this is what we love to do. But, you know, I just have this passion for the military to do this. And if anybody wants to look up what I'm about, they're welcome to do that on searchangelsbiker.com. You can look there. And this has nothing to do with that, but I want people to know who I am and why I'm passionate about this.
And the other thing is we're not hiding from anybody. We're sitting right here telling you right now, we're going to help any way we can.
Right.
I'm going to knock on doors. I'm going to make phone calls. Fran, you just volunteered to do the same thing. And Sandy, whatever we can do to help you, we're going to do. Teresa, what I will do is once I get a copy of that list, I'll forward it to you. I'm sure Sandy's going to get my info, and then she'll send me whatever she has. Shadow and Diana will send me whatever they're going to need, and we'll start marking off the list.
That's cool. Okay. That's really awesome. We really appreciate
it. Diana and I, we know that...
If you have extra, then you put them on the shelf for them to build the second bike. But at this point, let's get that stuff in.
We have, you know, and when we say that was mentioned about the second bike, what we want to do is get this bike done and then possibly raffle it off, and then so we can look forward to doing another bike the following year. So, you know, we just got to get through this right now. Diane has it. Thank you, everybody, for listening to this, and I know there's a lot of different opinions, but the bottom line is that this is for these guys. 100% of a dollar that you send is going to go to this bike. And once we get all the parts and we get it together, if there's excess money, it'll go to help these guys to further this cause. And I promise you, from my heart, this is what's going to go on. Diane here, my wife, wants to introduce a couple other people that are sitting here in our office and invite you guys to come out this weekend to an event. It's a free one, actually.
Thank you. I can't express how much we appreciate it. Shadow and I have just been sick to our stomachs the past few weeks dealing with this situation, because the money that the Warrior Foundation spent for this chopper should have gone to helping send these guys home for Christmas or buying them new pillows and just all over. So we really appreciate that. But while I got your attention, Judy and KJ are here. KJ with Wheels for Warriors, and Judy Harder with All from the Heart, their organization, and boyfriend and girlfriend. So they put on some really great events to help our military, and I know Judy and KJ wanted to say hi to Sandy, too. And if you go on the Warrior Foundation website, you'll also see links to their organizations. But we got a great event on Saturday, so I'm going to turn it over to Judy and let her tell you about that. That'll be another opportunity for you guys to come up and meet Search Angels and see some of the providers and vendors that are going to be there, plus our military families that we're going to help out. Judy?
And the other thing is, if you guys check out my blog, you'll see all the information from All from the Heart and the Wheels for Warriors.
Phil, thanks a bunch. Hey, Phil?
Yes, ma'am.
It was good to hear your voice. This is a good show so far. Really enjoying it. Sandy,
well, that's
I want to give
you a shout-out. We're not hiding from anybody, and we speak the truth.
We are having an amazing party Saturday morning at Quade Temecula, Harley-Davidson, Old Town Temecula. Flyby, sponsored flyby, goes off at 11 o'clock. Our OTC will be there. We will present the colors. We will sing the anthem. We will take our moment of silence, and then Santa comes in on a Harley-Davidson. Live rock and roll kicks off, and so does the barbecue. We've got 30 active military families being honored. Each of those families is not only serving our country, but has a special circumstance in their family. There's cancer, there's missing limbs, widows, PTSD, special needs kids, list goes on and on. We're blessed to have these military families serving for us. least we can do is throw them this holiday party. We get their wish list in advance. We know what they want. It's our 8-year. We send out 30 families with our fundraising money. 30 families go shop for 30 families. Morning, this more Saturday morning, they're all going to come together and they're going to meet each other at this wonderful party at Quade Temecula. We've got a kids' corner, jolly jump, face painting, crafts, sugar cookie painting. It goes on and on. It's some vendors. We invite out all bikers. We invite all people. It's open to the public. It is an opportunity to come and thank our heroes. Come and thank our warriors. We will have several of our recipients of our Power Chair program. We gift power chairs to any veteran in need of assistance. We're on chair 77 and counting.
We're also accepting donations of any chair that you might want to get rid of, or you don't know what to do with that sitting collecting dust in the garage.
Yep, you've got a vacant power chair. We'll come pick it up. We'll refurbish it, and we'll get it out to a vet. We have a 12-man woman waiting list right now, vets that have been vetted, so to speak, that we know have been denied chairs now for 3 and 4 years in a row. These tend to be our older vets, our Vietnam vets, our Korean vets. Are forgotten that. Not okay. So all from the heart.
Is that a wide body? And the reason I'm asking is someone that's got kind of a well-rounded bottom?
Yes.
You do?
Do I have a chair for a large person? Is that my question?
Give her my phone number later.
Yes.
I will.
And the answer is yes, of course.
My friend's trying to tell you that she has a chair.
Once they're on dialysis they've lost a leg and they're battling diabetes, they tend to get a little round on the bottom. So, yeah, the chairs for our big boys are our most popular models, shall I say. So between the Wheels for Warriors, which you can link to us from the Warrior Foundation, thank you, Sandy, or you can simply go to allfromtheheart.org. You will find out all that we're about. We're 100% volunteer. Everything that goes on is volunteers are the most amazing people in the world. They are the givers. They are the folks that make it happen. And this Saturday is going to be a beautiful day. I'm inviting everyone to Quade Temecula, Harley Davidson, to celebrate our heroes. You won't be sorry you came. It's going to be an amazing day, and I'm excited.
Yeah, Fran, I'll give you a call after the show about that, okay?
Are you going to make it, Phil?
Yes, ma'am. I also, I kind of got a little miffed at Shadow the other day when I asked him what time he was going. And he said, he turned around and asked Diane, and he said something about 7, and I said, oh, okay. And he goes, well, you don't have to be there that early. So he's kind of like telling me I can't show up until I felt comfortable. Well, I felt comfortable showing up then, so you'll see me that time in the morning.
You feel comfortable? Showing up when you show up, Phil, and you just look at me and I'll give you something to do. You no worry about that.
I'm not worried. I'm
just going to be happy to see your face. It's going to be a wonderful party, you guys. So everybody's welcome. Everybody.
All I ask is that it's got cream and sugar and it's black.
Yes, sir. We'll be there.
Just so she knows, she's going to have to supply a Rojo cushion or something. This is one of the real ones.
Gotcha. No worries.
Okay.
No worries.
Well,
will do.
Just so you know, Judy, just so you know, I've got another one of those right down here at Freedom Station for you, too.
Now it's a double pickup, Sandy? There's two?
Just one.
Just the one in garage 4?
Correct.
God bless you. Thank you for being – I appreciate your patience.
I'll do, Judy, is –
charged up.
Thanks,
okay,
Sandy.
Okay, let me – do you need to pick that up right away, Judy, or can you wait till I talk to Fran and then I'll let you know?
No, you go ahead and talk to Fran. We're good. Sandy's a doll.
Is that Sunshine?
Nope.
No?
No, it's Judy.
Well, no, the nickname is Sunshine.
I'm not Judy Sunshine. I don't think anyone would tell you I'm that.
Okay. Well, no. There was a woman that came to El Cajon Harley, And she was doing a lot of fundraising and so forth for the military. At that time, we raised $14,000 for the young man that was from behind by a drunk.
Well, I wish I was Judy Sunshine with the $14,000 fundraiser, but I wasn't.
Hey, hold on. Hey, are we still on the air?
Yes, sir.
Absolutely, brother.
San Jose Harley Davidson, David Dunlap, the owner, just told us that if we need any parts for this project, he'll give them to us because of the economy, but he'll give them to us at cost. I mean,
oh my gosh.
Is that cool or what? So, you know, San Jose Harley Davidson just poured their heart out to me in a phone call because he heard what was going on. So there's, you know, people stepping up, man. Thank you. I just wanted to throw that in.
That's live, man. That's happening live. Wow, this is powerful, you guys. We got to get this bike handled for the Warrior Foundation. I personally had the privilege of going down to the lunch. It was such a blessing being with our Warriors. I mean, it's just kind of no greater honor than hanging with the guys that keep us free and safe, and so we can have this conversation we're having right now. And in fact,
hanging with a guy who's keeping you free and safe also.
That's a good plan. That is correct. We met a man there. We're honoring 30 families this year. And Sandy, one of our families we met that day at the lunch, and I just was just so clear that we needed to adopt him, and we did. And he's become a friend since. He rides. And so this is good things happen as we network together, as we have the same like mind.
Exactly. And you know what? It's in my book, we have 200 volunteers with Warrior Foundation, and none of us ever take a salary either, because I'm never going to look a mother or a father in the eye and say, geez, I can't afford to fly you in to meet your warrior when he first gets home from Germany because I need a salary. That's not what America is about. America is about getting these guys back up and getting them rolling, whether it be on their new legs or on a chopper or whatever their dream is, because these guys still have a lot of really great dreams. And I think that this generation of warrior is going to give the greatest generation a run for their money in what they give back to our country. And if we
That's
can just
right.
help them out a little bit right now, which all of us are doing in our own way, I think that that's really the important message about America to every other country. We take care of our own.
Yes, we do. Yes, we do.
To interrupt you guys, but I want you to humor me for a minute, because I have something here. This came to me from Australia from a friend of mine, and the guy who sang this song, he picked up some cancerous diseases over on his tours in Afghanistan, and he wrote a song. And I just want you guys to humor me, but this is a song by, this guy's name is Danny, and this one is called Hold On to Yesterday. I got to take a break for a minute, so I want to play this song, and then I'll bring everybody right back after this, but I want you all to hear this.
Thanks, Bill.
I'm sure to take it down.
Thank you, everybody. That's from a gentleman who has a brain tumor. He's in a wheelchair from his duty in Afghanistan. He's a sniper buddy of mine from Australia.
Beautiful.
Great song.
It's a good song.
Yeah.
Good hey, song. I wanted to tell everybody, we were just talking while we were offline. This is Diane. And KJ and I were talking. Last weekend, we were at our storage unit and moving some boxes, and a truck tried to drive by to go out, and he had two power chairs in the back of his truck, and Shadow, threw himself down in front of the truck and said, stop, where are you going with those power chairs? And he's like, well, I don't know, I was going to see about getting them fixed and selling them or something. He's like, no, you can't do that. We're trying to get chairs for our injured warriors, so.
Because this damn country will buy them chairs.
Hello?
I'm sorry.
Yeah, you're in.
So, Dave, if you're listening by any chance.
Oh, we'll give money to the fucking guys going out of business.
He gave us these power chairs for Wheels for Warriors that will now be turned over to the guys that are on the list waiting for chairs that can't get them from our own Veterans Administration because whatever reason.
Don't get me started.
You know, walk on their hands and get a job or get around their
home. Don't get me started.
Yeah, so really excited. You guys know out there that are listening, anybody can do it. You can throw yourself down in front of a truck and stop them from taking those power chairs to a garage sale. let's get them rounded up and help out our veterans and let's do it. Anyway, that's it.
This is such an interesting topic that the task force out of San Diego was trying to shut us down. That's why I played the song. So I put up a couple more firewalls, so we should be okay from now on.
Kale, this is KJ. How you doing, bud?
Uh-oh. I'm doing good, man. I'm just manning the fort here.
Yeah, right on, man. Well, I've talked to you about Wheels for Warriors, and this is a project that's really close to my heart because I'm a Vietnam vet. And a lot of these guys, people don't understand, a lot of Vietnam vets have got Agent Orange. And a lot of them, it's a slow death for these men, these warriors. And they get to stage four, and the cancer, the VA cuts them off and says, you know what, just go home and die.
That's right.
And they go to the other side, they go to Medicare, Medi-Cal, whoever it is, that part of the government. And they want some help, and they go, well, sorry, man, stage four cancer, just go home and die. And I cannot, as a veteran, see my brother just sit at home and die without being able to have a wheelchair, electric chair, so they can go to the wild animal park, or they can go to church, or they can go someplace with their grandkids, the short time that they have left, and be able to have a way to enjoy their family right up until the end. And there's a lot of guys that we've made that happen for. And some of them, I offer them a chair, and they go, well, man, I got cancer. You going to give me a chair when I have cancer? I go, yeah, man. I put you right at the top of the list. Because you've got to have a way to get on with your life. People don't understand. When you give a vet that's had a pushchair for 3, 4, 5, 6 years, they got huge calluses on their hands from having to go up and down hills. What we give them is independence. We give them a car. And these guys go and they find an arts and crafts shop and they build themselves little leather pockets and little purses and stuff that they put on their wheelchairs that holds their cell phone, their pads of paper, all their important papers they need for their appointments. It's like giving them a chair, and it's like giving them a whole new life that they get to start all over. And then you get to see how the person has grown. We have a man that we gave one of our chairs to, and we saw him the first time when we asked him for a chair, and he had a beat-up old poncho, and it was all threadbare, and he didn't shave. His hair was all messed up. He had a beat-up baseball cap. And we asked him if he wanted a chair, and he said, well, how much? I don't have any money. And we told him, well, how about free? And we said, I don't want to go through all the paperwork. I said, well, there is no paperwork. So we got him a chair. This guy's going to show up Saturday. But the next time that we saw him, he had a brand new set of clothes on. He'd shaved. He had his glasses on. He's one of the smartest people you'd ever want to talk to. But when we first met him, he had his head down, and he would barely speak to you. I mean, he had been beaten down that hard. And to see him driving in his wheelchair in his new car and being able to look you in the eye and talk to you with a new set of duds and new clothes, new shoes, and see this guy set up and just be a whole new person with a new car is something that makes your heart feel really good that you've been able to help somebody that way. So that's what Wheels for Warriors is all about, Wheels for Warriors. It's all about getting these guys independence and being able to get on with their lives. We gave a chair to a guy last week. He'd been in a chair. He's got one leg. Well, what are you going to do with your chair now that you got one? He says, first thing I'm going to do is go to Stater Brothers. Really? He says, yeah, I'm going to Stater Brothers. Now he can go buy his groceries. He can take all his stuff home with him. You know, he's not with a push chair trying to get, you know. It's just amazing how you change people's lives with these vets when you get them an electric chair. You know, it's an awesome thing.
It's a life change.
So, people, if you got a chair sitting in your garage and you don't know what to do with it,
we'll come get it,
you know. And we turn it over. It costs us about $300 a chair to get them refurbished with new batteries and stuff. But the end product is that you've given somebody a whole new part of their life back to them, you know. And for $300, that's a small investment for somebody giving somebody the rest of their life, you know. So, some of these guys are 6'3" and they got wives that are 5'2", trying to push them in a wheelchair at the VA hospital. That ain't right. You know, she should be able to walk next to him. And he should have a power chair, you know. So, there's a lot of things that goes on in the life of an amputee or a vet that's been in a wheelchair that people don't understand that side of how they've had to make a sacrifice to live in a push chair, you know. It's an awesome thing to get these guys some independence and get them a car, you know. So
yeah.
I urge people, you know, at opentheheart.org, we have a little donate button, and you can push the donate button there, and you can donate for Wheels for Warriors. You can donate it to support our troops. But you know, this is all about helping the vets, you know. And then we have another program that we started, and it's called Divine Equine. And it's a horse therapy for PTSD vets. And I've been through it, and it's a very life-changing situation. And I'm working with one guy now as a Marine at the DMZ. And it's just amazing to see how these guys change and how they work with a horse and have to learn to trust and to let go. And that's another program that we do also.
Yeah.
And
Hi, this is Teresa.
Any way you want, you get online with us. And it's all about our vets and reintegrating them into society, you know. And the ones with PTSD are the angriest, and they need the most help, you know. And they're my lost brothers that way. And,
I know
so,
several people in the horse industry that could probably help with the equine therapy.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Reach out to us at our website. I'll take any conversation.
Okay, great. Actually, they can use the help as well. Phil, could you introduce me to is this Shadow and Diane?
Oh, that's KJ and Judy.
KJ and
okay.
Judy.
Okay.
While we're talking stuff, if you go to the blog and you type in All From the Heart in the search box, you'll get all their contact information. The only reason I can't do it right now is I'm working on trying to keep some assholes from bothering my show.
Is that what that clicking is?
We have a lot
yep.
of young men coming back, and a lot of young warriors coming back from 2 and 3 and 4 tours. Whether
Excuse
Iraq
me, KJ,
or
we have a lot of men and women coming back.
Right.
And I was 2 tours in Vietnam, And I can spot these guys, and they need the help. Some of them are getting drummed out because they got DUIs and they got domestic violence, but the military is not addressing the underlying problem, which is the battle fatigue and the PTSD.
If you talk to anybody in the military, they'll tell you that is not a problem right now, but they're finding out that it is. It's just as well as the suicides.
It is.
There's been 26 suicides on Camp Pendleton just this year alone.
There was a buddy of mine that spent 4 tours in Nam, and he finally decided to get out, and he went home, and he wasn't home 6 months, and he was dead. He committed suicide. It was just, there's a lot of stuff that these guys have to deal with, you know, and we need to give them as much help as we can, because it only not only affects them, it affects their families, the wives and the kids that have to be able to understand. And what the dad and the husband and the father's going through, you know.
Well, you know, on any given day, Bill spends, I'd say, a good 3, 4, 5, 6 hours a day just talking to vets that meander into the shop and look at bikes, and they talk about bikes.
Yeah. So, whatever people want to do to help out the vets through our organization, and like Judy said, we're all volunteers. And get the word out, and we help the vets as best we can. So, thanks for your time, Phil. Appreciate it, bud.
Hey, Phil, this is
Shadow. And we'll see you on Saturday, man.
Phil, I look forward to seeing you Saturday. This is Shadow. You take care, and thank you so much for everything you do, not only just for us and listening to us tonight ramble on and on, and we appreciate your listeners, but I appreciate you. And anything you need that you know I can do for you, you know I'll be there for you, all right?
And this is Sandy from Warrior Foundation. I just wanted to say once again how much I appreciate all your time and all your efforts. Thank you so much.
Hey, Sandy, don't forget to get a hold of those guys. Let them give you my contact information and send me any information you want me to have, anything you want me to post. It'll be posted for you. If you send it to me, I'll post it before I go to bed.
Oh,
hey, Sandy,
so much
that
I'll
email
get on it.
I sent you with the Biker Blog Radio link. It has Phil's email address in there.
Okay, I'll check it out as soon as I get home. I'm actually driving over the bridge now.
You mean you're talking on the phone?
I have my Bluetooth amped. That's who I talk on.
Okay, good. I'm glad you clarified that, because we have friends that are listening that will track you.
Oh, yes, all the time. Yeah, no, I know.
And we'll give you a ticket. And we'll give you a ticket.
I know. I've got my Bluetooth. I really do.
Yeah, they got nothing better to do.
It goes about 40.
I know. Well, thank you again. I really appreciate it. And, you know, we'll get these guys taken care of, and it'll be a great, great vocational kind of a mind break for them, and it's going to be great fun to be able to meet all of you guys that are going to come to help them put this bike together.
Sandy, are you coming up Saturday?
I won't be there Saturday, actually, because we're having an event. We're planning another, it's a small Christmas party for just our Marines that really just want to have it by themselves. I won't even attend the party. We're just going to put it together for them.
Okay.
Thank you again.
You're
we'll
welcome.
Talk to Sandy.
Bye-bye. Okay, I'll call you, Diane. Bye-bye.
Okay, hon.
Okay, you guys.
Hi.
I will see you Saturday, but I will talk to you before that. And like I said, Shadow, I'm going to make a couple of calls. Actually, about 4 that I know of right now that I can think off the top of my head that I'm going to challenge.
We really appreciate that, Phil, and more than you know, and it'll help us sleep a little better tonight. All of
and
us.
Shadow and Diane, my show is on Thursdays at 1 p.m. Eastern. If you're in California, that would be 10 a.m. I would love to host you, and we'll see what we can do about getting your word out even further.
Yeah.
All right. Phil will hook us up with all that information. We really appreciate that.
Actually, what I did was I sent him a phone number for you guys. I sent her a phone number for you guys, so she'll probably call you probably in the morning.
And before
it'll be
that
morning.
Happens as well, ma'am, I would like you to look look up who we are so you're a little bit more educated on what Diana and I do out there for people.
Okay.
We help reunite family, friends, and loved ones. That's our mission statement, and we do it for free throughout the United States and Europe. So
I'll take care of that.
We'd like you to take a look at that as well, and that's something that
we'll
get back. But anyways, take care and have a blessed night.
You too.
We're out of here.
All right, good night, guys.
That's it. It's quiet.
Yeah. Hey.
What the hell did I miss? Hey, look. Look how well I actually kept my mouth shut. You ought to be impressed.
Hey. Yeah.
I tried. I didn't
you know,
laugh, but I tried.
No. That's the whole thing. That's the whole thing. I know, Teresa, that we had a plan. We kind of dabbled in it a little bit. We kind of went off track a little bit, but I think this turned out to be one of the best shows I've had in about 6 or 7 months.
If you play it by ear, the show happens for a reason.
That's correct.
And, you know, if you just go with the flow and don't be anal about it, it, you know, it goes where it needs to go.
I'm only sad that I can't make it Saturday because I'm working.
You can get sick, friend.
Yeah, I can get sick, but that doesn't add to the paycheck.
I'll talk to you about that. I'll call you after the show.
All
right. Lisa, I just sent you the thing for Shadow to look up in an instant message.
Yeah. I got it. And I've got a really, really good excuse. I'm in Michigan.
That's okay.
Hopefully soon, though.
Because you're here in spirit.
That's right. Well, hopefully soon I will be coming out, because we have to. That's where all our talent is, so to speak. So I should be coming out, hopefully in the next few weeks.
Okay.
So,
well, you just let me know where you're going to be, and we'll see about taking you to lunch.
Oh, that would be wonderful.
I have one thing I'd like to do, though, before anybody says another word. Kimmy, are you still there?
No, I'm always here.
Would you like to chime in on anything you've heard today?
He just never knows when I'm going to speak. No, it's, you don't have enough time.
It always takes a little prodding.
What's that?
It always takes a little prodding.
Yeah, I know, exactly. You're right. I thought it was a great show, too. Very informative.
Yeah, it's just a small world that people don't know what's going on inside the circle.
No, crazy.
It's not oftentimes that they don't know. They're afraid to know and prefer not to know because then they don't have to feel guilty.
Yeah.
But they see certain stories either on the news or their neighbor has just shot themselves because they can't afford to feed their family.
Right.
Yes.
Unfortunately, I'm one of those that hit right between the eyes of a 2x4 because I'm just not good at soft shoeing anything.
Yeah.
It would be good for in the spirit of the season that if, you know, the people out there listening can't personally help themselves, if you let other people know and use the 6 degrees of separation, the information always goes where it needs to. So if you're listening out there and if you can't personally help, tell other people about the show and have them listen. Because the contact information is here and every little bit helps. So, you know, sometimes the biggest gift is the gift of knowledge.
Hey, and I didn't pay her to say that.
Yeah. Word of mouth.
I'm
kidding. A little humor. We just had somebody join us from Mexico City.
Oh, cool.
Hello, Mexico.
I'm going to add to what was just said, and this doesn't cost anybody anything. Just because a person is homeless doesn't mean you can't look them in the eye and say, have a nice day.
Correct.
Or, you know what, give them a buck for a cup of coffee. Better yet, buy them a cup of coffee.
Yes.
I think it's better if you buy them a cup of coffee.
Well, so do I. But what a lot of individuals out there don't realize that there is so many families that are homeless, living in cars. And if
Correct.
You don't have a fucking blanket to go give them in that car, shame on you.
Right.
Now, we are coming up on our blanket run, the cover-up run. I'm not sure when that is. I think
December
8th. When
is it? It's a Sunday.
It's
December 18th.
December
18th. Flyers on the blog. That will be that will come from San Diego Harley and right up to Bill's, which will there'll be a party in the street. There'll be food, band, vendors, people there to take donations, as well as blankets, shoes, socks, whatever you got laying around that doesn't fit, don't need anymore, throw it in a bag, bring it on down to Kennedy's.
Could somebody send the information and I will send it out to my network?
Yeah. I can do that for you.
Okay. My show's only a half hour. And since I took a hiatus, it's, you know, I'm slowly building, you know, getting people back. But anytime you send things out, it always goes where it needs to. And everything does happen for a reason. And three or four organizations we had the opportunity to talk about and get, you know, hopefully get them the help they need.
That's correct.
So,
let's see. How much clothes do you think I can actually get on the back of my motorcycle?
Well, Fran, you know, I come that way sometimes. I can stop by. Just let me know if when you got it packaged up, and I'll get in my cage and pick it up for you.
Oh, honey, I can put 3 garbage bags full on the back of my bike and still have room to put more.
Yeah, I know. You got me there, but if you need a hand, let me know.
I do know some friends I do have friends in California who might be able to help.
Okay.
So send me the information and I'll pass it on to them.
Okay.
Actually, I probably have 2 garbage bags of large male shirts that can probably take a walk. That'd be kind of nice.
Okay.
That way I don't have to worry about them getting up there.
No. If you want, just call me the day before. When you take time, get ready. I know it's going to be hard for you.
Yeah, you tell me when. I have actually 2 bags of shirts ready to go. Let me put it this way. John's Closet. I wish I had thought of it sooner. John's Closet has already been reduced to things that cannot be put out.
Okay.
So I do have 2 bags, probably 3 bags of shirts that can go out from size X to 3X.
Okay. Let me call you after the show.
I know. You're going to call me after the show anyway from something else.
I know.
Did you make a list of what we're covering? I haven't
kept I know, huh?
Yeah, I know. But you know something? That's what bikers are about. We take care of the community. Not just other bikers, but we take care of the community, and we step up to the plate when we can.
Yeah.
So that's what this is all about.
So,
okay, guys.
Let me get back to Kimmy there. Did you have anything you wanted to comment on, or you just want to tell everybody how pissed off you are about all this bullshit you heard tonight that's going on in this country?
I knew you were going to add that one. Social Security, don't even touch that subject. It's very difficult to get, and once you get it, you're still not happy with what you got, and you keep trying to go for more, and it keeps shooting you down, and you just got to keep fighting for it. Don't ever give up. You paid into it. It's yours. You deserve it, so you got to keep going for it. I know a lot of people get frustrated about it, but you know, you just have to have a lot of patience in going and getting it.
And that's what they do. They try and discourage you.
Oh, very much so. You, to a point where you wouldn't even know what I went through to get it. But yeah, you have to just keep believing in yourself, and you know, whether you have a lawyer or not helping you going to get it, just believe in yourself that you have the right to have it and it was yours from day one when you started putting in for it. So you just have to keep going. Hard, but, you know, keep pushing forward and you'll get it.
Don't be sorry.
No, not sorry. It's hard. Just got to keep pushing forward.
Okay, guys.
What else is anybody got a burning desire?
Did
we cover them all already?
If you get a chance, I want to do some shameless self-promotion. Visit my site at www.teresachaze.com, TheresaChaze. And I'm giving see what I'm doing and what I'm about. There's a link to my radio show and what I'm working on.
You know, you should have put that in the chat room earlier, but you might want to do it now.
Yeah. I just thought about it.
Or send me a promotional page and I'll put it on the blog for you.
Okay, I will do that. Everybody, it was really good to meet you. I'm looking forward to meeting you in person and possibly having you on my show. So,
friend,
I'm going to call.
Friend, there's your invitation, friend.
You know my weird working hours.
That's okay. I got news for you. She can do her show. She can do her show and then upload it and play it at that time slot.
Or I just can add an extra show.
Yep.
That sounds like fun. We'll just have to come
Teresa,
up with
what day is
that,
what day are you on?
Huh?
What day is Teresa's show on?
Thursday.
I'm a sign language interpreter, and I have all kinds of strange hours. It just happened that tonight, I looked at my phone, and the show was coming on, and I called. The last time I was on the show, and you probably didn't actually catch this, was I was actually calling from John's hospital room, and that was...
You know, I thought I heard him in the background.
That was him in the background, hon.
Okay.
That was the last time that he was half coherent.
Uh-huh.
And, yeah. So I try to call when I can, and... It was obvious that tonight was the night for me to call in. I have asked several bikers if there's a biker out there that needs this wheelchair. And I was going to use this chair as a loaner.
Uh-huh.
Only because I had anticipated that I was going to need this chair for John. And... he's already taken care of that part, so that was part of the reason for calling in tonight, obviously.
Uh-huh.
It would be really nice if we can get those photos done of our military so that they can have pride in pictures of what they're doing and whatever else we're doing. I get confused easy. That must be that senility setting in. Oh, wait a minute. I don't even have time for that.
Okay.
Anyway.
I'm telling you. How do you follow that one?
I'm going to follow it by saying goodnight.
Okay.
And say thank you, and I'll be talking to you really soon.
Sounds good.
And bye.
It was nice to meet you, ladies.
Okay, so you're going to call me back.
Right.
And that will give me exactly 10 minutes or so, so I can go make myself a hot cup of coffee, and I can make a laundry list of all of the things that I am.
So you want me to wait 10 minutes?
Nah, give me 5 minutes. That way I can.
Okay, I will.
That way I can make myself a hot cup of tea.
You got it.
Okay. And call
okay.
the house phone. Call the house phone.
You got it.
Okay.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye-bye. I'm going to take us out with, right now this is called I'll Go by Kelly's Lot. It's a soldier's oath.
Is what I heard.